Hey there. Ready for a deep dive into some, well, let's call them fascinating earnings? We're cracking open Constellation Brands' second quarter 2025 report. And let me tell you, between record highs and some, well, unexpected dips, it's a bit of a roller coaster over there in the land of beer, wine, and all those happy hour favorites.
Definitely keeping us on our toes, but that's what makes it interesting, right? Honestly, what we're seeing with Constellation, it's like this tiny snapshot of what's going on with like consumer goods everywhere right now.
Okay, so paint us a picture.
You've got this weird mix of resilience, challenges popping up left and right, and then this kind of unpredictable economic backdrop.
Sounds like a recipe for, well, I don't know, chaos, maybe?
Maybe a little bit of chaos, but definitely a lot of adaptation.
All right, well, before we get ahead of ourselves, let's back up. Big picture. How's Constellation doing overall? I mean, we're talking about a company that owns some of the biggest names in the game.
Right, they're a powerhouse, no doubt. And what's wild is they're not just keeping up with the big players in consumer packaged goods, they're often outperforming them.
Seriously,
Yeah.
even with everything going on.
Yep, their growth, especially over the past decade, has been consistently above average for the sector. It really points to a solid strategy. You know, that whole focus on brand building, premiumization, really catering to the consumer, it's paying off.
So it sounds like they're doing something right.
Absolutely. And this is a big but, the economic ground is shaky. Those rising unemployment numbers everyone's talking about, yeah, those are impacting spending. Even a giant like Constellation isn't immune.
Right, that makes sense. Even if you're a diehard Modelo fan, you might think twice about stocking up if you're worried about your job. Speaking of which, let's talk about beer. That's got to be a bright spot, right? Everyone loves a cold one, even in a recession.
It's true, beer is often seen as like recession-proof. And Constellation's beer sales, they're up almost 6% compared to last year.
Wheel, 6%, that's huge.
It is, and it really speaks to the power of their brands.
Yeah, you're right. Modelo, Corona, Pacifico, these are brands people know and trust. But they're not just coasting on name recognition, are they?
Yeah.
They're putting a lot of muscle behind marketing, right?
Absolutely. They saw the potential in these brands and went all in on marketing and brand building.
Yeah, I feel like I can't watch a football game without seeing a Modelo ad these days.
Exactly. And it's working. Modelo Especial is still the number one beer in America. And Pacifico. Sales are up a whopping 23%.
Wow, 23%. That's insane. But hold on, rewind a bit. Constellation's pouring all this money into marketing at a time when most companies are cutting back. How are they swinging that?
Well, this is where their efficiency comes in. They've been incredibly strategic with cost cutting and actually hit their annual target ahead of schedule.
No way. So they freed up all this extra cash.
Exactly. And they're putting it right back into growing those powerhouse brands.
Smart move. But let's switch gears for a sec and talk about the elephant in the room, wine and spirits. Because those sales numbers, they aren't so rosy, are they?
Not exactly. We're actually talking double-digit drops here.
Ouch. Double digits. That's rough. Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow. So what's the story there? Why is wine and spirits taking such a hit?
Well, remember how we were talking about those economic headwinds? This is where they're really hitting hard.
So people are cutting back on the finer things in life.
In a way, yeah. See, when money gets tight, people prioritize. And premium wines and spirits, they're often seen as more of a discretionary purchase.
Makes sense. It's not like you're going to skip your morning coffee, but that fancy bottle of Cabernet, maybe not so much.
Exactly. And Constellation's earnings, they're reflecting that trend. But, and this is where it gets interesting, they're not just sitting back and taking it.
Oh, so they're fighting back.
They're adapting.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah.
What's the game plan? How do you turn around a whole segment of your business when the economy's looking shaky?
Well, they're focusing on what they can control, right? That means pricing and marketing. Those are key.
So are they like slashing prices on high-end stuff?
Not exactly slashing, but being strategic, for sure. For their more premium brands, think Kim Crawford, The Prisoner, it's about finding that sweet spot, you know, make them feel accessible without losing that luxury vibe.
Okay, so like maybe some strategic discounts, special holiday bundles, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And then on the marketing side, it's about being laser focused. Instead of these broad campaigns, they're targeting specific demographics, maybe emphasizing the experience, the celebratory aspect, especially with the holidays coming up.
Smart, because who doesn't love a little festive indulgence this time of year? But let's be real, a turnaround like that takes time. So what's Constellation doing in the meantime to, keep things steady on the financial front?
Right. Well, that's where some of their other moves come into play. They hit a pretty major milestone this quarter, actually reached their target debt leverage ratio.
Okay, now you're just using fancy finance terms. What does that mean in plain English?
Okay. Imagine you're applying for a mortgage. The bank, they look at your income, your expenses, all your debt, right? To figure out how much risk they're willing to take on.
Sure, makes sense.
Constellation hitting their debt leverage ratio, it's like having a stellar credit score. It gives them options, flexibility.
So they're in a good position to what? Make moves?
Exactly. Invest in growth, consider acquisitions, maybe even return some value to shareholders.
And speaking of shareholders, didn't Constellation also do something kind of big on that front? Something about buying back stock.
They did. They actually spent nearly $500 million buying back their own stock.
$500 million. Wow, that's a bold move. Why buy back stock, especially now?
Well, it's often seen as a sign of confidence in the company's future. Basically, they're betting on themselves, believing their stock is undervalued. It's a move that could benefit both the company and its investors in the long run.
So they're playing the long game, making these big moves, strategic decisions, all to navigate this, well, frankly, kind of uncertain economic climate. It makes you wonder, though, what does all this mean for the average person? The everyday consumer just trying to decide between a six-pack of Corona or a bottle of Pinot Grigio.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Thank you.
Because behind all these numbers, all these earnings reports and financial strategies, there are real people making decisions about what they drink, how they spend their money, how they navigate this increasingly complex world.
It really is. It's kind of like every time I go to the store, I'm bombarded with choices. Do I go for the cheap stuff? Do I splurge a little? Am I missing out if I don't try this new thing?
Right. It's a lot. And companies like Constellation, they know this. Their whole game plan hinges on understanding what we want, how we spend, the whole consumer psyche.
That's where the innovation comes in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd think with all this economic uncertainty, they play it safe. But they're still out there trying new things.
Absolutely. That's a key takeaway here, honestly. This willingness to adapt, to experiment, it's crucial even for their core brands. Like, take their Corona Sunbrew, for example.
Oh, yeah. I was curious about that. What's the deal with that? What is it?
Okay, so it's non-alcoholic, right? But not your typical non-alcoholic beer. They brew this one with real fruit juice, trying to capture those bright, sunny flavors of, well, you guessed it, the sun.
So they're tapping into that whole wellness thing, but with a Corona twist.
Exactly. It's clever, right?
It is.
They're not just sticking to one lane. They're diversifying, appealing to different tastes, and staying on top of trends.
That's smart. That's how you stay ahead of the game. So as we wrap up this Constellation Brands deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
That's a good question. I think it's this. Even when things are rough, even with the economy acting up and people changing their habits, there's always opportunity. And Constellation, they're proving that. It's not just about riding out the storm. It's about adjusting your sails, finding new currents, maybe even discovering a whole new ocean.
And hey, sometimes that new ocean leads to a delicious, sun-kissed, non-alcoholic beer. Who knew? Well, that's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us as we unpacked Constellation Brands. From their off-the-charts beer sales to their strategic shifts in the wine and spirits world, it's been a wild ride. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and remember, sometimes the most interesting stories are hiding in plain sight, maybe even in your own shopping cart.